The temple had changed inside. Fires burned dull and red around the perimeter. Their light sent shadows skulking over ugly carvings. A huge idol had materialized. It was the close representation of the thing from my vision, although equipped with an ornate headdress loaded with gold and silver and gemstones. The idol's eyes were cabochon rubies, each a nation's ransom. Its fangs were crystal. Three heads lay under the idol's raised left foot. Priests were dragging a corpse away when my group of candidates entered. The dead man had been tortured before he had been beheaded. 10 men lay on their faces to the right, 10 more to the left. A 4-foot aisle passed between groups. I recognized Narayan's back. The 20 chanted continuously, "Come, O Kina, unto the world, and make thy children whole. We beseech thee, great mother." So swiftly the words ran together. I was last in line. The chief strangler stepped into the aisle behind me, black rumal in hand. I suspect his main function was to stop a candidate who developed cold feet, not to eliminate chanters who peeped. 20 feet of clear space lay between the chanters and the dais where the goddess stood. The three heads lay at eye level. 2 appeared to watch our approach. The 3rd stared at the sole of Kina's foot, clawed toes inches from its nose. 2 priests stood to my right, beside a tall stand supporting several golden vessels. The ceremony started out basic. Each candidate reached a mark and dropped his robe, moved to another mark on the line, abased himself, and murmured a ritual prayer. The prayer just petitioned Kina to accept the appellant, in the last case, me, as her daughter. But when I spoke the words, a gust of wind blew through. A new presence filled the place. It was cold and hungry and carried the smell of carrion. The assistant priest jumped. This was not customary. We candidates rose, knelt with our palms resting atop our thighs. The head priest ran through some extended rigmarole in a language neither Taglian nor deceivers can't. He presented us to the idol as though it were Kina herself. While he yammered, his assistant poured dark fluid from a tall, spouted container into one like a gravy boat. Once he stopped chattering, the head priest made holy passes over that smaller vessel, lifted it, presented it to the goddess, went to the far end of the line, placed the pouring end of the vessel to the candidate's lips, and filled his mouth. The man had closed his eyes. He swallowed. The next man took his with his eyes open. He choked. The priest showed no reaction, nor did he when 2 more men did the same. My turn. Narayan was a liar. He had prepared me, but he had told me it was all illusion. This was no illusion. It was blood, with some drug added that gave it a slightly herby, bitter taste. Human blood? I do not know. Our seeing that body dragged away was no accident. We were supposed to think about it. I got through it. I'd never endured anything like it, but I'd been through terrible things before. I neither hesitated nor twitched. I told myself I was just minutes from taking control of the most terrible power in this end of the world. That presence moved me again. It might take control of me.